Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, it is quite a busy day on the budget front. So the front page of the Irish Independent in the newspapers this morning says free travel bonus for over 70s as parents get €420 baby boost. New parents, workers and pensioners will be targeted in budget day giveaway. Expect to hear that word a fair bit. That will surpass anything seen during the Celtic Tiger. Not necessarily want to hear that phrase in that context. The government is to introduce tax cuts, welfare hikes and a series of one-off payments as it seeks to win over voters ahead of a general election. The over 70s will now be able to bring a family member or friend on public transport free of charge. So anytime my mother moves anywhere, I'll be going free on the bus, at least according to the front page of the Irish Independent. Other headlines around that are not budget related. Inflation dropping to 0.2%. The Examiner is reflecting on that. That is in the 12 months to September. Interesting little story in the farming section of the Irish Independent. They say Michael O'Leary, CEO of Ryanair, recently paid almost €4 million at an auction for a pair of tillage farms in County Westmeath in the area of Delvin and Collinstown. Apparently, they are plough-ready arable farms as Mr. O'Leary builds up his land empire and holdings there in the Midlands, maybe looking to the future after he leaves the airline business, if that's going to happen. FBD Hotels are chosen as the preferred bidder for the Grant Hotel in Malahide, says the Irish Times. This is a property that was certainly on the market for €60 million. The article doesn't say if that's the price reached, but we'll find out more. It's still at an early stage, but looks like it's heading into their ownership. They already own a lot of other properties, 203 bedrooms, a very ancient and storied hotel. It has been there since 1835. And finally, in our newspaper review, we're on the restaurant front. Two restaurants in the centre of Dublin, Dylan McGrath's ones, they'll be well known. That's Brasserie 66 and the Rustic Stone, formerly operated by Dylan McGrath, the chef, and they are going between the two of them for leasehold interests at €550,000. Of course, a lot of the people in that industry hoping for a cut in the VAT rate for hospitality. It doesn't look like, as of now at least, that it's going to happen. So that might even affect the kind of valuations those two properties will be managing to achieve. So that is your morning digest of the papers. I'm also joined now in studio to look forward to this budget. It is widely anticipated, has been widely leaked, of course, as well. A lot of it already out there, but still little bits and fragments coming out. I'm joined in studio here by Dr. Loretta O'Sullivan, who is the EY Chief Economist. You're very welcome.
Morning, Emmett.
There's a lot of stuff going on. We're seeing giveaways. We're seeing a lot of one-off transfer payment types coming through. Free bus journeys for some people. Baby boosts, on the other hand. It certainly has that very much a pre-election feel about it.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's an exciting day for economists and for the general public and for businesses, all waiting to hear what has come through. So for the Minister for Finance in particular, he's in an enviable position. And if you compare the budget situation here to, say, across the water in the UK, most definitely in an enviable position. Presiding over an economy that is growing strongly, a domestic economy. In our latest forecast, we're looking at growth of around 2% this year, acceleration to 3% next year. We're at a point where inflation is stabilising. It's coming back to rates that are consistent with what we talk about as being price stability. Low unemployment and high employment, so a big tax take. And that's coming through now in terms of the minister having a lot of money to spend, surplus in that good position as he goes into today and is looking to spread it now.
Sure. And Loretta, just from your vantage point, how much of a concern would you have that these measures might be inflationary when you take them together, I suppose? One-off individual ones won't do that, but as a package and injecting demand into the economy, is that a primary concern for you?
Okay, I think what we're seeing is quite a big package, not as sizable as it would have been in previous years, but still a big package split between spending measures, split between taxation measures. Some of that will support day-to-day demand in the economy, and the concern there would that maybe that it puts some upward pressure on prices, and particularly those domestic prices, because headline inflation has come down, but we still have some pressure in terms of the domestic side of it. It's also the case, though, that some of the measures are going to support the economy into the medium term and support the supply side of the economy, particularly those around infrastructures, where we have those domestic bottlenecks and where we're seeing...
We don't hear much about what they're going to be. Have you got that? Like, we need more detail there because it's pretty sketchy.
And I think we're going to get more as we go through the day on that. There is clearly an infrastructure deficit there. There are domestic bottlenecks around that area. And when we look there, we're talking to things about improving transport, energy, housing and those factors, providing support for the economy into the medium term. So it's that balance between supply and demand that's going to determine the price piece.
I suppose a lot of orthodox economists would say, look, this is already a very hot economy. There's plenty of money around. We're at full employment. This is pro-cyclical. You're firing more money in that's not needed. Obviously, individual items can make a case for them. But there's a lot of people who will just say this is the wrong timing, including the Fiscal Council, which are very energised about this, is fair to say.
For sure. And there's the piece here is around supporting demand in the near term and to the extent that that puts upward pressure on prices. But as I will say, headline inflation has come down quite considerably. Also bear in mind, not everybody will spend this money. They will get additional money into their pockets, but they won't necessarily spend it. The savings rate in Ireland is still high. So it does show us that people are putting some money aside. And the other piece then is around that medium term piece and supporting the supply side of the economy so that they balance out. But I mean, if we look at the range of measures that we're going to see, we expect that we'll see measures that are supporting social welfare rates, that will support in terms of tax bans and some adjustments there and some adjustments around USC. So putting some money into workers' pockets, some support for renters, some support for mortgage holders. So quite a spread on the business front. The talk there around supports in terms of energy efficiency and decarbonisation and also around R&D and the tax credit. They're really important. And if we take a step back and look beyond the day-to-day element and more at the big ticket items for the economy over the coming years and for businesses, it's that piece around decarbonisation, digitalisation, infrastructure. They're all key. They're key for in terms of providing support, boosting competitiveness, boosting productivity of the economy.
You see, I don't see one of the things that seems missing to me anyway is we're going to need a lot of building workers to build all this stuff, right? You can't grow your population. You have to get migration to come in unless it comes through the birth rate. I mean, where are we going to get all these workers? You know, the apprenticeship system is putting through as many as they can, but I can't see a massive uplift being possible. So you just worry about those capacity constraints.
Yep.
Plenty of money, that's fine. But can you actually get people to do what you want with the money is still a concern.
Absolutely. And that's the piece. And we are at the point you said there earlier where we're more or less at full employment. So we do have some domestic bottlenecks. We do have some capacity constraints. So part of the solution will be around migration and bringing more people in to do those jobs. And we've already seen a big jump in that respect. Also, part of the solution is going to be thinking about the way we work and smarter ways of working. So when it comes to things like construction, modern methods of construction, different ways of building, and also increasingly using tech in what we do and AI. And on that point for the budget and a little bit to the short-term piece around capacity constraints and more into the medium-term around skills, this is really significant. And they have an opportunity today to take funds, say, from the National Training Fund and to use those to up skills and to boost. And that's going to be important because of that digitalisation and the green agenda. Skill needs are changing. And so we need to support ongoing training, lifelong learning and the like.
One final one, Loretta, is businesses. Obviously, there's a bit of a mixed bag here. A lot of hospitality businesses were expecting a VAT concession. Doesn't appear to be happening from late reports last night. So that's going to go down like a lead balloon with that particular group. But there is obviously things in there for entrepreneurship and SMEs. So what are you expecting from the business person listening?
For the business piece, I think some support around the energy piece and some support around the elements of cost containment and help there and around the R&D tax credit in particular. And in the context of the wider piece of deglobalization risks and the challenges that we face now in competition has become much more intense. There is a rise in trade protectionism. there is a narrowing and more difficult in terms of investment and in terms of trade. So that will be welcome, you know, in helping to Ireland compete on the global stage.
Okay, well, you've set the tone for the day. This is going to be rolling along during the afternoon, minister speaking during lunchtime, and then there'll be consequent reaction on the hard shoulder afternoon session for us all. Thank you very much, Dr. Loretta O'Sullivan, who is the EY Chief Economist, discussing Budget 2025. And coming up,
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.